ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ ಸಂಸ್ಕ್ರಿಟ್ 51 ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಆಲ್ಫಬೆಟ್ಸ್ 16 ಆರ್ ಮ್ಯಾಸ್ಕ್ಯುಲೈನ್ 25 ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಫೆಮಿನೈನ್ 10 ಆರ್ ನ್ಯೂಟ್ರಲ್ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ದ ಫೆಮಿನೈನ್ ಆಲ್ಫಬೆಟ್ಸ್ ದ 16th ಆಲ್ಫಬೆಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ತ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ 20th ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ನ 21st ಆಲ್ಫಬೆಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಪ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ 25th ಈಸ್ ಮ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಜಾಯಿನ್ ದ 20th ಲೆಟರ್ ಟು ದ 25th ಲೆಟರ್ that is it becomes nama when you join 20 to 25th it becomes nama nama means bowing down to the supreme lord when bowing down 16th 20th and 25th are joined the 16th and 21st gets joined it becomes tapa it becomes tapa bowing down surrender devotion is a tapa yesterday we talked about that one it is called as tapa tapa means austerity discipline in life on the other token if you connect the 25th to 20th it becomes mana mana means carefree life I lead a life as I wish when I lead a life that way 21st letter and 16th letter gets joined becomes patha patha means fall if you lead a life carefree I don't care what happens if you lead a life that way you will fall down patha tapa patha means falling down what a great fall we started off our life and ended up you fell down the tapa when you surrender surrender the patha tapas when you surrender you won't fall down rather you will go up going up in life is called as tapas you move up in your life moving up in your life for that you need a nama when you say mana I lead a life whatever way sooner or later you will fall down all our life we have been the chasing the trivial things in our life trivial things in our life our mana says chase the immediate whatever gives you immediate joy that is what the mind says mana says carefree life tapas means not to go after immediate encashment work hard accumulate work hard so that you can reap the benefit for long time I can drop off from the school at the age of after 10th grade 10 and I can start working in the supermarket I am so happy I am getting money but had I sustained my study completed graduation post graduation and beyond the outcome whatever I would have earned as a 10th dropout what I am earning after the graduation post graduation is much higher and lasting tapas is that one tapas you had to sustain not to seek out for immediate encashment go after the cheap outcome work hard the goal to do the tapas also everyone does the tapas but the object of our realization is according to the intensity of tapas some are doing the tapas for outcome in 6 months time outcome in 1 year's time and some are doing the tapas for the lifelong that the purpose, if your goal of your life is ordinary and easily achievable, the tapas, the discipline, whatever you entertained, once you realize your goal, your discipline in your life dissipates. You become indisciplined in life. However, if your goal of your life is so big, all through your life, you are disciplined. All through your life, you are disciplined. And to connect to the Supreme God, you, one who does the tapas, keeping the Supreme God as the goal, all perfect, all pure, one also becomes free. Free in life. Name karmani limpanti, name karma pale spriha. Iti mam iti mat vijananta karma birna iti matva vijaniyam karma birna badhyate. It is talking about, Sri Krishna says, those who contemplate on me as always free, karma is not binding me. Sri Krishna is saying, one who contemplates me always free, one who gives the freedom to others, always free, one who is always free, alone can make us free. Name karmani limpanti, name karma phale spruha. There is no repercussion of the karma, Sri Krishna says, by resorting, thinking of me, doing the tapas, that he alone can set me free. For that person also, itimatva vijaniyam, the karma na badhyate, that person also becomes free. Tapas, when you are doing the tapas, goal of your object also should be high. You have to think great. You have to, my mind should be set on the most, always free. I am doing the tapas. Why? I want to unshackle myself. Tapas, last week I touched upon tapas in the mental level. Tapas, you have to do the tapas in the physical level, talking level, and the mental level. Last week I touched upon in the mental level, manaprasada saumyatvam maunam atma vinigraham bhava samshuddhirityetat tapa manasa uchyate. You are going up through the tapas in the mental level, always calm, always serene, and always gentle in nature. Saumyatvam, and talking, not a loose talker, talks when needed, maunam, atma vinigraha, control over the senses, all the control over the taste buds also I talked about, bhava samshuddhi, and always having a pure thinking, noble thinking, tapas in the mental level, tapas in the talking level is anudvegakaram vakyam satyam priyam hitam chayatam swadhyaya bhyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapa uchyate. The talking in the mental, the tapas in the talking level, in our talk, anudvega, not talking always out of emotion, udvega, got carried away without thinking, anudvega karam, and spurting out without having any reflection on what talking, anudvega karam vakyam, not udvega, out of anxiety you are talking, calming down, anudvega karam vakyam, satyam priyam hitam chayate. Three things, one able to, one who has done the tapas, alone can talk the truth. One who has not done the tapas, cannot talk the truth. So scared, I may offend if I talk that one. One who has done the tapas alone is fit to talk. alone can talk the truth. Satyam talk such a way that it brings out good to others. Not talk such thing which brings the destruction of others. You have to tell the truth only if it brings out good to others. Satyam, priyam, and it should be pleasing to hear also. Truth, talk such a way that destroys that person. Priyam, good to hear and brings out good to that person. Satyam, priyam, hitam chayatam. Swadhyaya, abhyasanam chaiva. To talk, unless you know, you can't talk. To talk the truth, you need to know. To know, you have to do the contemplation. You have to study. Introspection. Manana is required. Swadhyaya, abhyasanam chaiva. Swadhyaya, in Valmiki, talks about tapaswadhyaya niratam tapasvi vagvidam varam. It is giving, Ramayana is telling, our Bhagavad Gita is talking about, if you want to become an eloquent speaker, if you want to have a command over your speech, tapas and swadhyaya are must. If you are not reflecting through the scriptures, if you are not doing the contemplation, if you do not have any tapas, you won't have mastery over your tongue. You can't be an eloquent speaker. You had to be a great marketeer. If you want to become a great marketeer, you had to communicate. To communicate, to express, you had to be an eloquent speaker. The eloquency, how you get? Valmiki says, Sri Krishna says, you had to do the tapas in the speech level, swadhyaya and tapas. When swadhyaya and tapas, swadhyaya, tapas swadhyaya niratam, tapasvi vagvidam varam. Yogi becomes an eloquent speaker. Eloquent, can able to express the inner experience well. I may have abundance of inner experience, but I am not able to express. Words are not coming out. I want to say, I feel some blockages here. I can't talk. I want to express, you have to do the tapas. It is even able to communicate. Without tapas, you can't be an eloquent speaker. You need a tapas in the talking level. Talking level, you have to reflect through the pages of scriptures. What does it convey? You have to meditate on that one. When you have done that way, that the fountain of knowledge in you expresses out through your tongue. You have to talk truth, nice one, and which brings out good to others only through tapas. Friday is Mahashivratri. To able to talk, the tongue is referred, speech is referred as Parvati, the mind is called as Shiva. There should be harmonious marriage between Shiva and Parvati in us, so that we can talk what we think. Harmonious existence should be there. If the harmony is not there, what we think, we cannot communicate. The Parvati cannot express what Shiva is thinking. Shiva and Parvati, they should be aligned together. It can happen through the tapas in the mano level, mind level, for Shiva tapas in the tongue level for Parvati. When it is there, one becomes an eloquent speaker. Even Kalidasa tells about this one.